弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们来读几节圣经，在哈巴谷书，这哈巴谷书在旧约里面后面啊，请大家翻到哈巴谷书。
Let us read some scriptures, and the scripture today is from the book of Habakkuk. That's from the Old Testament, towards the end of the Old Testament.
今天几节圣经都从哈巴谷书出来，所以请大家翻到了不要翻走。
Most of our passages today are from the book of Habakkuk, so once you find it, please keep a tab there so you can quickly reference them.
我们找到了，一起来念很短的几节。
Short several verses, so once you're there, let us read them together.
我们先用中文来念，好不好？哈巴谷书第一章第二节，一起来念。他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。”然后我们去看第二章第四节。
Now, chapter 2, verse 4.
二章第四节。加勒底人一起来念，加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。还第三处，在第三章第十七到十九节。
The third reference is from chapter 3, verses 17 through
19. 虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄果树不结果，槐树树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母的鹿之前，又使我稳行在高处。这歌交与灵长，用丝弦的乐器。那么我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主人，我们谢谢你把这些话语赐给我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us your words.
虽然这个小先知哈巴谷我们很少用到。
This book of Habakkuk is from the minor prophets, and it's not a book that we often use.
但是这里面有很多真理可以帮助我们。
However, the book contains truth that could help us.
尤其它是讲到义人因信得生。
Especially when it talks about how a righteous man is saved.
我们看到这个义人因信得生是整个旧约里面讲到因信称义的第一本书。
This is the first book in the Old Testament where we can see how one is made righteous because of faith.
感谢主，我们就今天用我们谦卑的心、受教的耳朵来查考这里面的圣经里面的意思。
Lord, that today we may humble ourselves before you and that we would be attentive with our ears as we come and approach your word.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 的确，哈巴谷书是在十二个小先知书里面是一个很特别的书。
Habakkuk is a very unique book among the minor prophets.
这哈巴谷这个人，他是利未人。
Habakkuk, this person, he is a Levite.
在犹太人的律例里面，他可以在圣殿里面供职。
So according to the Jewish customs, he is able to serve in the temple of God.
很好，他有一个很特别的恩赐，有音乐的恩赐。
He has a special gift, and that is music.
所以他在圣殿里面做诗班的班员，就像刚刚那些班员一样唱诗一样。
And so he served in the temple as a choir member, and just like the choir members we had who just sang.
很奇妙的，神就给他一些特别的恩赐。
And so God gave him some very special gifts.
好像等等我们看的。第一章、第二章有三章之多，他讲出来他的神给他的这方面的感动。
If we look at chapters 1, 2, and 3, we can see some of these special revelations that God has given him.
我们看到这个虽然只有短短的三章的经文。
This is three very short chapters.
可是有三个特点，三个特点和其他书不一样。
But there are uniqueness within these chapters that are different from the other books.
它第一段就是第一章、第二章里面，它记载的是哈巴谷和神中间的对话，不像其他的书，这种先知书是神对人的讲话。
Chapters 1 and 2, which makes up the first section of this book, it records a conversation between Habakkuk and God, rather than, unlike the other prophecies, where it is God speaking to man only.
在这个短短的两章里面，他大胆地向神质疑一件事情。
In these two short chapters, Habakkuk boldly questioned God.
他说神，你为什么容许灾难临到人类？
Essentially, he asked God, God, why do you allow sufferings and disasters to be among men?
神啊，你为什么容忍这些强暴和欺压临到以色列人？
Why is it that you would allow injustice and oppression on the people of Israel?
其实这个中间有个背景，就是在公元六千年的时候，以色列人那个时候强敌那个巴比伦人要攻打他们。
There's a historical background because it's 多少年？
公元六千年，BC 六百年 BC.
Because 600 during the time in 600 BC, the Babylonians were oppressing the Israelites.
所以他们那个以色列人四面都是敌人。
And so the Israelites were surrounded by their enemies.
甚至于巴比伦厉害，他把海路都封锁。
And the Babylonians are very, very cunning. In fact, they even cut off their sea routes.
所以他向神说，神啊，你为什么容许这种事发生在我们身上呢？
So when Habakkuk was crying out to God, he says, God, why would you allow this to happen to us?
第三就是我们看到第三章的时候，他就从神那得这个启示。
But chapter 3, we see that he received the revelation from God.
他看到原来所有的这些事情是人为的，是因为人的不义和人的犯罪。
He realized that it is because of the unrighteousness and the sin of men that is why disaster and suffering came upon them.
最大的罪就是人拜偶像，不再拜神。
And the greatest sin was that men worshipped God or worshipped idols instead of God.
所以他说要解决这个问题的答案呢，就是回到神的义，回到神的面前向他悔改。
And so he realized the answer is men ought to return to God's righteousness, men ought to repent and return to the Lord.
怎么样得到神的义呢？因义人因信得生就出来了。
And how can we receive that righteousness once again? And that it says that the righteous will live by faith.
就是说从信那里去得到神的生命和神的支持。
In other words, through faith, we will be able to, as men, receive the life and the support from God.
我们读这个马丁路德的传，他说他就是因为这句话的给他的很大的启示，他就写了因信称义这个很有名的神学理论。
When we read the biography of Martin Luther, then we will realize that this verse was very significant to him and impacted him so much that he came up with his statement that we shall be saved through faith.
奇怪哦，各位弟兄姊妹，公元前六百年，他的说神学的说法。原来和公元后就是耶稣基督的时候也降生为世，就是被罪为世人的罪定的十字架上，人只要相信他得救，差不多这两个想法就讲得很差不多。
You see, in Habakkuk's theology, when he claims that the righteous will live by faith, it is very similar to what was preached during Jesus' time, which is 600 years apart, where Jesus talks about how one is saved through faith.
好，就是说，哈巴谷讲的因信得生，和主耶稣基督后来的因信称义， 这个指明的救恩的方法是差不多的。
So Habakkuk's claim, Habakkuk's statement that the righteous will live by faith, and the gospel message where one will be saved through faith, these two concepts are actually complementary and similar.
还有一点很奇妙。
There's also one other very interesting.
就是哈巴谷这个字在希伯来文就是拥抱的意思，拥抱的意思。
The name Habakkuk in the Hebrew language, the name means embrace.
就是说神要把他的恩，用他的恩来拥抱我们这些罪人。
To say that God is embracing the sinners by His grace.
我们用我们的信去拥抱神的恩典。
And that with our faith, we embrace God's grace.
这个就成就了所谓的救恩。
And that is how salvation is accomplished.
所以很有意思的，在这个地方，我很今天很高兴的，向各位再讲一下这个细节，怎么样罪人、义人都是要因信得生。
And so today, we like to take some time, and I would like to share with you how is it that both the sinners and the righteous live by faith.
我们要来看看哈巴谷里面有三个非常重要的信息。
There are three very important messages in the book of Habakkuk.
好吧，我们先看到这个回到一章二节，我们刚刚念过的，我再念一遍。
We'll take a look at the first passage, which is chapter 1, verse 2.
他说，就是哈巴谷说，耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要我到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救我们吗？
Habakkuk cried out to the Lord, saying, How long, O Lord, must I call for help? But you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save.
这实在是很迫切的呼喊。
This is a very desperate calling.
我已经呼求你很久了，你怎么不应允我？怎么不搭救我？
I've been calling out to you, I've been calling out for a long time, and why are you still not answering?
如果你们读这第一章的话，都是哈巴谷的问题、问题和问题，发问。
If you read chapter 1, you'll see that there are a lot of questions that Habakkuk is bringing to God's attention.
可是在第二章就看到神，他用这个另外一个语气，神的回答。
But in chapter 2, you'll see that God's answer to Habakkuk.
好吧，我们一起来看。第二章第一到第三节。
So let us read chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
哈巴谷书第二章第一到第三节，我要站在守望所，站在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么了。我用什么话向他诉冤呢？他对我说，我将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。因为这末世有一定的时期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然迟延，还是要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。
I will stand on my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look and see, and what he will say to me, and what answer I am to give to his complaint. Then the Lord replied.Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay.
这里面讲到我把你所有的末世写在板上，你们可以明明可以读的。
Here, God tells him, write down all the revelations and write it on the tablet so that all can read it.
各位弟兄姊妹，今天神已经把他的末世明明的写在圣经上，你读吗
？Brothers and sisters, God has already written down His revelations today in the Bible. Do you read it?
很多人把这个圣经当作只是另外一本书。
A lot of people consider the Bible as just another book.
但是你问那些相信的人，他们告诉你，这个圣经是神所默示的。它的不同是因为神吹气在其上，我们遵行的人真是经历着神的信实。
But if you ask anyone who believes, they will tell you that this book is a very unique book and is a very special book because it is a book that has been breathed by God and it is the revelation of God.
太多人只看到 物质的世界，我要拿着钱，我要拿着东西才算。但是我们有没有想到，神给我们的应许虽然看不见摸不着，但是呢，他的应许是信实的，是可以依靠的。
Most people in this world hold on to the things they can see and they can hold on to, so money or material. But oftentimes they forget that God's promises, though they cannot be seen and they cannot be held, but yet God's promises are always faithful and they will come to pass.
神告诉你们，神虽然迟延，我们还要等候，因为这些是必要临到，我再不会迟延。
Well, God says, the things may linger, but wait for it because it will certainly come and it will no longer be delayed.
其实在圣经中很多地方讲到神会迟延的。
There are a lot of references in the scripture where it says that God will not delay.
主要的是因为神的时间表和我们的时间表不是一样同一样的。
The problem is time to God is different than time for us.
神的时间表常常是按照他的旨意去做的。
The timing of God is always dictated by his purpose and his will.
最明显的我们可以讲两个例子。一个例子就是拉撒路死了四天以后，耶稣才到坟墓里去。
There are several examples, and one of the most prominent ones is Lazarus, that when he died, Jesus delayed for two more days before he went and visited him in the tomb.
难道耶稣不知道拉撒路已经死掉了吗？
Does Jesus not know that Lazarus had already died?
难道耶稣根本不在乎拉撒路死活吗？
Is it because Jesus didn't really care whether Lazarus lives or dies?
在圣经里面讲得很清楚，约翰福音十一章说，他当然在乎。
Well, the Bible is very clear in John chapter 11 tells us Jesus cared very much about Lazarus.
他在乎到一个地方，你们看到圣经说耶稣哭了，耶稣哭了。
The Bible is very clear. Jesus cared about him so much, it says that Jesus wept.
他为什么等了四天去呢？
But why is it that he waited 4 days before he visited Lazarus?
他要等候一个适当的时候行动，按他的心意，也要教导我们那些弟兄姐妹，在他的后代后面的信徒们。
He's waiting for a proper time. And also with that example, he wants to set for those believers that would come.
其实你我知道，一个属灵的功课常常是一个等待的功课。
You and I both know that oftentimes a spiritual lesson is a lesson of waiting.
他迟延来到，并不是表示他不来了。
He may delay in his coming, but that does not mean that he will not come.
我刚刚讲过，神有他的时间表。
I mentioned that God has his own timing.
神的时间看来好像缓慢，好像延迟，但是神从来不匆忙，他的成就的事情绝对是准时的。
God may appear to be delaying, and he may appear to not have shown up, but the fact is, God never rushes into anything, and the fact is that whatever he will accomplish, he will accomplish.
什么叫做准时？是他的时间表，他准他的时间表。
He would always be on time, and what does that mean to be on time? It would be on time according to his timing.
第二件事情我也想跟上跟我看提到了，圣经中在出埃及记里面讲到以色列人出了埃及，过了红海，没有立刻进到迦南地。
The second example I want to share with you is from the book of Exodus. When the Israelites left Egypt and they crossed over the Red Sea, they did not immediately enter into the promised land.
反而神让领他们绕道而行，在西南半岛里面，西南半一绕了多少年？四十年。
Instead, God led them to wander in the Sinai Peninsula, and they were wandering, and they wandered for 40 years.
我们会说，哎呀，这个事情，这个神太迟延了，他太没有效率了，不一下子进去就行了吗？还是为什么花了这么四十年功夫了？
Maybe we would say and critique this event and say, why doesn't God just lead them directly into the promised land and make it more efficient? Why does God have to delay and take them and lead them for 40 years wandering before he lead them into the promised land?
神绝对没有浪费时间。
God did not waste his time.
他在这段时间里，他预备以色列人，教导他们 管教他们，而且向他们挑战。
During the 40 years, God used to train the Israelites. He used to challenge them, and he used to teach them.
挑什么战呢？你们要信我的战。
He gave them a challenge, and the challenge God gave them was about how they ought to trust in God.
弟兄姊妹，信耶稣的人和不信耶稣人最大的分别就是信耶稣里面有信心，不信的人他看不到信心，只看到钱，只看到实际的东西。
Brothers and sisters, the greatest difference between a believer and an unbeliever is that trust and the faith that the believer has in God. An unbeliever, they do not trust in anything else but what they can see and what they can hold on to. Mostly it's money and the material things.
弟兄姊妹，神用了40年才把以色列人这种用物质啊，这种只有抓住这个钱的才是真正的东西，这种观念去掉。
God used 40 years in order to get rid of the concept that the Israelites have, which is their trust and reliance on money and material things they can see and touch.
神把那些口出怨言、不断叛逆的人一个一个淘汰掉，一个一个让他们倒闭在旷野中。
The ones who complain, the ones who would not want to trust and rely on God, those are the people that slowly got weeded out over the 40 years.
结果40年之后，就我刚刚讲的，他们那个坏的这种习惯，只看见世上的这个名利富贵的习惯，都除清了。
And over 40 years' time,God's finally gotten rid of their habit or their nature of reliance on monetary or material things, and finally they've been cleaned out.
神就差遣摩西的继承人约书亚，把他们带过约旦河，进到迦南地。
And so then, that is the time when God used Joshua, successor to Moses, to lead the Israelites past the River Jordan.
那些人是在旷野中长成的新的以色列人，他们的眼目看的是神的带领，他们的信心是强大无比的，他们叫做耶和华的军队。
And this group that were led past through the River Jordan are the generation that were raised up in the wilderness, and they are people whose eyes are always focused on the Lord, and they're the ones who trust in God, and they are calledthe army of God, and they are courageous and strong.
在我们现在一切讲求效率、快速的时候，我们听这话听得好像讲故事一样。
Today, we live in a world where expediency and practicality are what people pursue after. Looking at this story, we may think it's laughable.
你等他等耶稣等个四天已经很够等了，还等40年，不神经病了？
Jesus having to wait 4 days before he went to visit Lazarus, and now you're talking about God waiting 40 years. 40 years is too long. That's crazy.
但是这个里面有很重要的神的时间表和神的计划。
But what we need to learn and realize that it's very important to understand God's plan and also God's timing.
他叫我们等待，就是要我们顺服，要我们安静。要我们不要口出怨言的等待。
He wants us to learn to wait. He wants us to learn to not complain. In fact, while we are waiting for him, we must not complain.
他叫我们等待，就是要我们在我们身上完成他预备要完成的工作。
He wants us to wait because he wants us to wait for him so that he may complete his work in our lives.
所以彼得后书第三章九节说得很贴切，主所应许我们的尚未成就，有人以为他单言，其实不是单言，乃是主宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃是愿人人都悔改，人人都得救。
2 Peter 3:9 says it very appropriately that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness.He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but that everyone would come to repentance.
各位弟兄，不要你在久等还就沮丧，心里面就不高兴，说神啊，你怎么老是不听我祷告呢？
Brothers and sisters, don't be depressed or upset with God and complain to him, saying, God, why are you not listening to my prayers?
难道神啊, 你对我的困境, 无动于衷吗?
God, do you not know my difficulties? How come you're not, you do not care about it?
神啊, 你的怜悯和慈爱在什么地方啊?
Where is your grace and where is your mercy?
他是不是对我们祷告充耳不闻呢?
Is he ignoring our prayers?
各位弟兄姊妹, 我们天上的父亲, 爱我们, 管教我们, 要我们在他的时间表里面等他。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us and God cares about us. But what he wants us to do is to be able to wait for him according to his timing.
只要他的时间一时机到, 神就会插手, 他会插手进我们的工作, 去拯救我们, 带领我们。
When his timing arrives, he will come and intervene and he will lead us and guide us and prepare everything for us.
所以第一个功课我们要学的就是安静地等待神他的作为。
So the first lesson we must learn is we need to wait for God to do his work.
第二个请我们来看一个第二个信息就是在第哈巴谷书第二章第十四节。
And the second message we want to learn is from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14.
先知哈巴谷他看到认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。Here
the prophet Habakkuk says, For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea.
很多圣经学者说这个 哈巴谷他是学音乐的，很有感情的人。
A lot of the Bible commentators says Habakkuk, because he has a music background, he is a very musical and an artistic person.
他的感情是对神的感情非常的浓厚。他说神啊，我认识你的知识，将要看到充满全地，像什么？像水充满洋海一样多。
And because he is such a person, very musical, he is also filled with emotions and he's able to express himself. So when he relates to God, he describes God and the knowledge as the water over the sea.
这里面有两个意义。
There are two significant points to bring out.
第一个我们相信神有他的计划。
First is we recognize that God has his plan.
他有他的计划, 他有他的方法, 去支配这个世界, 去拯救人类。
God has his plan and he has his means and methods in which he will go and save men.
我们在神面前最重要的是要确信他, 他的带领。
And what we need to do before God is we need to be assured that he will lead us and guide us.
我们确信他, 他启示给我们就要实现的。
We need to be assured that whatever he promises us will come to pass.
我们要因信得生, 什么叫生? 生活和生命。
We need to live by faith, which means both our life and our daily living will be dependent upon him.
我们相信神在我们心里面, 我们的生活的指望在乎神。
Because we need to believe that if we're in the Lord, then the hope of our lives is also in the Lord.
我们的生命的源头出于神，能力从他而来。
The source of our life comes from God, and that is also the source of our strength.
换句话说，你我信神，不是在礼拜天到这儿来，或者到团体里面，而是天天每时每刻你都在信神。
In other words, our faith in God is not only on Sundays where we come to church. In fact, during the week, when we're at home, when we're at work, every moment we live by our faith and we trust in God.
人家看到我们外面的生活，其实你里面生命的长大更重要。
People may see the external lives that we live, but what's more important, even more important is the growth of your internal life.
从信得生，这个最重要是这两个字，从信而来得到的生。
So through faith, we have our lives.
第二个信息就是我们有信心相信我们在世上有个使命。
And the second thing about living by faith is that through faith, we believe that we have a purpose on earth.
什么使命呢? 就要到普天下去传福音。
And what's the purpose and what's our mission? That is, we need to share the gospel to the ends of the earth.
耶稣基督大使命叫我们到天下去，使万民做他的门徒。
Jesus Christ gave us a great commission, and that is to make disciples of all nations.
到万民做我的门徒，不是就是把耶和华的荣耀的知识充满全地，那么像水充满洋海一样吗？
To bring all nations to Christ, to share with them the blessings that God has in the gospel, isn't that the same thing as filling the earth with the knowledge and the glory of the Lord?
各位弟兄姊妹，一个真正有主耶稣基督生命在里面的人。
Brothers and sisters, a person who truly has the life of Jesus in them
一定愿意遵行神的教导
must be a person who is absolutely willing to be obedient to the teaching of God.
一定愿意顺服神的大使命
must be one who is absolutely willing to obey the great commission from the Lord.
在我们生活上常常有很好的见证
In our lives, we have good testimonies.
在我们的生命上有常常的交流和人交流。
And in our lives that we have the fellowship with one another.
所以约翰一书第二章第五到第六节说得很好。他说凡遵守主道的人。这个字我都看不清楚啊。凡遵守主道的人。让神的心。
爱神的心。
对不起啊爱神的心在我们的里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面人说他住在主的里面就应该照主所做的去行
1 John chapter 2 verses 5 and 6 says but if anyone obeys his word God's love is truly made complete in him this is how we know we are in him whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did
很抱歉的我想多讲一句话我们这儿有很多基督徒，一半是生的，一半是熟的，像那个烤熟的那个饼啊，一边是生的，另外一面翻起来没有翻过来是半生的，生的一边是熟的。
So if you would forgive me for the comment that I'm about to make, we have a lot of Christians here, but a lot of our Christians are half baked. So They're only half cooked and half raw.
他把我的讲得更好啊。的确如此，请问你，你要不要吃个饼，一半生的，一半熟的？
Do you want to eat a piece of bread that's only half baked? When you bite into it, half of it is still raw?
你要不要吃个饭，那个饭是半生不熟的？
If you eat a bowl of rice and the rice is only half cooked, do you like it?
马拿西就是这样，只有一半生，一半熟。所以神说。神说我不要这个人弟兄姊妹我们有时做耶稣做主的门徒嘴巴里讲得很漂亮只有这一半生的那是熟的
Brothers and sisters if as Christians we only talk a pretty talk but we cannot live the life that is consistent then we are half-baked Christian
我们嘴巴里讲讲而已行动上根本做出来看不出像个基督徒
We can talk like a Christian but we don't live or walk like a Christian
这种人叫做半生不熟的基督徒。
So that's a half-baked Christian.
我不知道是谁，我根本不是说我说神的灵感动我讲，我没有指任何人而已。
I'm not pinpointing anyone, and I'm not considering anyone at this moment. It's just the moving of the Holy Spirit allowed me to say this word.
圣经讲信心没有行为是死的。
The Bible says that a faith without deeds is dead.
信一个人如果只能够讲说而不能做到的话，这真是不是基督徒。
If a person can only talk the Christian talk but cannot live the Christian life, then of course that is not a real Christian.
好，第三个信息，我们来看哈巴谷书第三章有很重要、很重要的信息。
Then we look at the third message, which is in Habakkuk chapter 3, and this is a very important message.
好吧，我来念第二节。说耶和华我听见你的名声就惧怕耶和华求你在这些年间复兴你的作为在这些年间显明出来在发怒的时候以怜悯为念神啊你等等我们看下面 神从提曼而来，圣者从巴兰山临到，他的荣光遮蔽诸天，他的颂赞充满大地，他的辉煌如同日光，从他手里射出光线，在其中藏着他的能力，在他前面有瘟疫流行，在他脚下有热震发出，他站立量了大地，观看感善万民，永久的山崩裂，长存的顶塌了，他的作为与古时一样。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. Lord, I have heard of your fame, and I stand in all of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise, rays flashed from his hands, where his power was hidden. Plague went before him, pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. His ways are eternal.
这个三节、四节、五节告诉我们，神的荣光遮遍诸天，颂赞充满全地。
These several verses tells us that the glory of God covers the heavens and his praise fills the earth.
他用超自然的能力去解释神的存在和神的威严。
Using the supernatural attributes of God, he used them to describe who God is.
他讲天，讲地，讲太阳，讲光线。
He talks about the heavens, he talks about earth, and he talks about the sun, and he talks about the rays.
表示神的威严和他的能力。
In order to describe God's glory and his power.
但是一个很具有信心的人就能够体会这些话语。
So one who has faith can fully understand these words.
一些不信神的人说，你把你的神显给我看，我就信他。
An unbeliever may say, show me your God, then I will believe in him.
你有没有试着去传福音给人家，跟我讲，你把你神显给我看，我就给，我现在又看不到，又摸不着，我怎么现在相信？
Have you ever tried to share the gospel with someone and they said, how can I believe in something that I cannot see and I cannot touch?
请问你，你信神的人，什么地方都看到神？
Well, let me ask you, as one who believes in God, do you not see God in everything?
你根本不需要把它一个一个讲出来，你告诉他几百个、几千个，我家里什么事，从早到晚都是神的神迹，你说是不是？
You don't have to think hard to come up with one or two examples. You tell them, you said, fact is, from the moment I wake up to the moment I sleep, from day to day, thousands and thousands of things occurred in my life is God's work.
难道今天的神迹一定要把水变酒，要叫五千个人吃饱吗？
Do miracles have to be turning water into wine or feeding of thousands?
其实你在你的生活起居，你自己的整个生活的改变，生命的重新更新，不是都是神迹吗？
Isn't everything that you do in life, everything that you experience,the way that you approach life, the fact that God, isn't it all because God lives in you, and aren't they all miracles?
在罗马书里面讲，一个人信神的人，看见宇宙的伟大，就说这个归荣耀给神。
The book of Romans says that one who belongs to God sees the creation, and they can't help but to give praise to God and give glory to God, and says, this is God's creation.
不信神的人说，神在哪里？我根本没看到。太阳、月亮、星宿，这什么了不起？
But one who does not believe look up to the same heaven and they said, I don't see God. I see sun and moon and stars, but I don't see God.
一个人真的爱主，他有强的信心，真是在什么地方都见到神的荣耀。
One who loves the Lord and who has the faith in God, in fact, they see God's glory in all things.
所以一旦他认识了神是掌管一切的，他就可以勇敢地面对一切的困难和挑战。
And so when such a person recognizes God's power and his authority over all things, he can put his trust and reliance in God.
最后我们来看第十六节、十七节。
Finally, let's look at verses 16 and 17.
十六节说，我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤， 谷中朽烂，我在所站之处站惊，我只可安静等候，等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。虽然无花果不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。让我念完好了吧。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶稣耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Verses 16 through 19. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and enables me to go on the heights.
如果你们看第十六节的后半节，他说我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。
If we read the last part of verse 16, where it says that I will wait for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us.
好像它是一个什么？是一个一切认命的宿命的论者。
Maybe he is a person who we consider as someone who's a fatalistic.
但是他绝对不是这样，他是交托给神。
But he is not. In fact, what he is doing is that he is entrusting himself in the hands of God.
我常常现在学一个功课。
I'm learning this lesson.
就是我有时候很多忧虑，我没办法解决。
I have a lot of worries that I cannot solve.
我就把我的 anxiety, 我的忧虑卸给神，交托给神，就是神啊，你拿去吧，好不好？让你的孩子能够安心做一些事情。
And so all these anxieties that I have, I would then give it to God. I would ask God to take care of them and take care of me.
弟兄姊妹，当环境不利的时候，我们感受压力的时候，信徒们啊，这是考验我们，愿不愿顺服神，愿不愿交托，愿不愿和他跟随主耶稣基督，安静等待。
Brothers and sisters, in times of trouble and in times of suffering and difficulties, those are the times for us to know whether or not we can learn to entrust ourselves in God and to wait for Him patiently.
最后请你看第十七节有个字，中文讲虽然啊 though 啊，然后第十八节有个然而 yet 啊，这个虽然和然而就看到先知他有一个另外一个看见，这个看见是更深一层的希望。
If you see, look at verse 17 and 18, 17 starts with though and 18 starts with yet. So these two words tells us that the prophet had a change of perspective and he's now having something that is hopeful.
他一共讲了六件事情，虽然无花果有不发旺，葡萄树也不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地也不出粮食，圈中也绝了羊，棚内也没有，六种。
There are six conditions that he describes. He says, the fig tree does not bud, no grapes on the vines, the olive crop fails, the field produces no food, no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
然而，我要因我的神喜乐。
Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord.
因为，他是我的喜乐的力量。
Because he is the strength of my joy.
按照我们现代人说法，我虽然一银行的存款不够，你先给我翻译一下啊，银行的存款不够。
And so maybe for us today, it might be although I don't have a large savings.
二，我的工作现在也不太稳固，可能没有了。
Two, maybe I don't have a stable job or I lost my job.
第三，我的对象是什么样？男的对象、女的对象都没有。
Maybe thirdly, I don't know who I would marry. I have no prospect.
四，我爱的人在什么地方？
Number four, who are the ones I love?
五，我的身体也不好。
Fifthly, I have bad health.
第六，我家里问题一大堆。
Number six, I have a lot of family problems.
你感官说，我要因爱我的神而喜乐，耶和华是我的力量呢？你感官说。
With all that, will you be able to follow those things and say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I will be joyful in God my Savior? Would you be able to say that?
弟兄姊妹，我为什么喜欢这个哈巴谷书？我就看到一个人到这个地步，一二三四都没有，第六都没有。
This is why I really like the book of Habakkuk, brothers and sisters, because you see, for Habakkuk,He sees all these things. It's not one or two calamities. It's five, six of them.
这个艰难困苦对我们将来好难过，好难过。
It's suffering upon suffering, and it would cause serious grief.
然而，他以什么？我们很清楚。我再看，因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet, what?Does he say? He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I will be joyful in God my Savior.
因为这些艰难困苦的环境和生活只能锻炼我，只能装备我，一切都要过去。
Because the sufferings and the difficulties that I face, these are only things that will make me stronger. These are only things that will equip me better and so that I will emerge and be better.
最棒的就是我有一个生命。我有从救主来的生命，因此我要喜乐。
The best of all, because I have this life that is given to me by my Lord.
记得吗？当这个腓立比书，当保罗在监狱里面写这封信的时候，他说：“你们要喜乐，我告诉你，你们要喜乐，你们要常常喜乐。”哎呦，一个人关在监狱里喜乐，喜什么乐？
It's like the Apostle Paul, when he wrote the epistles, he says, rejoice, and I say again, rejoice. You must always rejoice. And he wrote these words while he was in prison. Why would a prisoner have all those joy?
今天这个监狱书信是许许多多世世代代基督徒我们在艰难困苦里面喜乐的来源。
And a lot of these epistles were written by Paul while he was in prison. And yet these books...have become the source of joy and the source of rejoicing for the Christians throughout history.
各位弟兄姊妹，不要给我扮一个长长的苦苦的脸，一个苦瓜脸啊！啊，我的身，你不知道我多苦啊，多苦啊
！Brothers and sisters, too often we show a long face and we tell others, "You don't know how much I'm suffering. You don't know the difficulties that I face."
我相信这里一百个人、两百个人，每个人的苦都不一样。
We have maybe 100, 200 people here at church, and I'm sure every one of you will have your own sob story.
可是我要告诉你，这么苦的哈巴谷，他说，然而我因耶和华欢心，因救我的神为喜乐。
However, Habakkuk here says, with all the difficulties and the suffering that he faces, such a depressing situation,For others, yet he says, I will rejoice and I will be joyful because of my Lord and God, my Savior.
主耶稣是我的力量。
He is my strength.
主耶稣让我的脚快跑，好像母鹿的蹄一样。
The Lord Jesus allows my feet to be like the feet of a deer that is capable of jumping and running.
他又使我稳行在高处。
And he enables me to go on the heights and to have stability when I'm in the heights.
我这里写的很奇怪，我在哪时候我听了这些了？他说：“青年人的脚步快而不稳，老年人的脚步稳而不快。”可哈巴谷书在告诉我，说是又稳又快。
And I have small notes that I wrote in my Bible. I don't remember when I wrote this down, but it says, "A young person may be fast, but they're not stable, and the older person would be stable, but won't be fast."But Habakkuk here, he is both stable and quick and fast.
我现在是老年人，我走路一定很稳的。
I'm an old person now, so yes, when I walk, I'm very stable, but I'm very, very slow.
母鹿的脚，他说讲跑得很快，可是又稳又快。
The feet of a deer runs very fast, but at the same time, it is always very stable. It will never fall.
各位弟兄姊妹，就是我们跟随主的脚中是又稳又快。
Brothers and sisters, the legs and the feet that we use to run after our Lord Jesus must be both of quick and stable.
什么叫快呢？就是紧紧的跟随。
What does it mean to be quick? It is that we are following after him closely.
什么叫稳呢? 就认定这目标, 我们就望着标杆直跑。
What does it mean to be stable? It means that we need to chase and run after the goal.
最后讲个小小的故事结尾。
Finally, I close with a story.
在这个, 有一个很有名的一个神学家叫做潘霍华，Dietrich Bonhoeffer。
And there's a very famous theologian named Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
他是德国的一间大学的一个神学院的教授。
He was a professor at a seminary in Germany.
他被邀请到美国来，在神学院里面教书。
He had been invited to come and teach in the seminaries here in America.
第二次世界大战，二战爆发，那个纳粹就一个一个国家都攻下来了。
During the Second World War, Nazi Germany was winning many of the battles, and they were capturing many of the territories.
他要分担同胞在纳粹统治下的苦难，结果毅然的放弃美国这个舒服的生活，回到德国去。
Wanting to uphold his obligation and a sense of responsibility to his fellow Germans, he gave up his comfortable life in America and his good teaching job, and he went home.
他们都说你这个傻瓜，美国不做，回德国，德国战争的时候。
And everybody commented to him, "You're such a fool. You want to give up your safe and comfortable life and a peaceful life here in America, and you want to go back to Germany in the middle of a battlefield."
但是他不久，他因为反对纳粹的这个言论就被逮捕了。
But after he returned, of course, because of his anti-Nazi rhetorics, that he was captured and imprisoned.
他被关进当时恶名昭彰的一个 Flossenbürg 集中营。
And he was captured and he was sent to a famous prison, a concentration camp at Flossenbürg.
他从一个被关进去被在那一刻开始。
And from the moment that he was sent to the prison, the concentration camp,
他一方面保持他的心境，绝不受外面的环境的影响。
On the one hand, he kept himself very composed so that he will not be affected by the environment that he is in.
外面呢，虽然他不失去自由，吃东西很糟糕，很糟糕，他可是保持一个和神联系的一个很好的关系。
While he has lost his freedom and while he is not being fed well, he maintained his good relationship with God.
一方面他意识到他可能会被判死刑处死。
On the one hand, he realized that he may be sentenced to death.
他就开始写书，他写了一本很有名叫《狱中书简》。
And so he started writing a book and actually became very well known, and it is the letters from prison.
其实我有他一本书叫《The Cost of Discipleship》， 中文翻译的《追随基督》。I
have one of his books. It's called The Cost of Discipleship.
从那个狱中书简这里面，他一点都没有表示绝望的观念。These
letters from prison, he never expressed any despair.
他从那个里面第一章里面就用什么？用哈巴谷书3:17-18:19这三节。
And these letters, the book, the compilation started with these verses from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17, 18, and 19.
他说基督徒啊，学会仰望神吧。
He says, Christians, start to rely on the Lord.
他为我们的信心创始成终，死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the accomplisher of our faith, and he died for us on the cross.
基督徒啊，仰望了十字架上的耶稣基督。He
calls to Christians to look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sake.
他今天不是给你永远的生命。Today,
he is not just one who will give you eternal life.
他还是你生活中的主。Moreover,
he is the Lord and Master of your life.
他要叫你 因信得生，永远的走这个生命的道路。
It is He who will allow you to live by faith so that you can finish the life here on earth.
各位弟兄姊妹， 你我可能碰到很多很多苦难的事情在你生活中。
Brothers and sisters, you and I both will face and encounter many difficulties in life.
仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Look upon Jesus, who is the beginning and the finisher of our faith.
等待他的时间表。
Wait for his timing.
然后像刚刚讲的，虽然一切，我仍然要以耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐，因为主耶稣是我的力量，是我的山寨，是我的磐石。
And then finally be able to say, as Habakkuk says, that I will rejoice in the Lord and I will be joyful in God my Savior, because the sovereign Lord is my strength and he is my shelter and he is my rock.
所以以后人家问起来，哈巴谷是在讲什么啊？
So if anyone ever asks, what does the book Habakkuk talk about?
你可以告诉他，你说哈巴谷的意思就是拥抱的意思。
And you can tell him.Habakkuk, the name Habakkuk means to embrace.
神用他的恩来拥抱我们这些罪人。
God used his grace to embrace us.
你愿不愿意用你的信去拥抱我们的神？
Will you be willing to embrace God through your faith?
如果你这样子，我告诉你，救恩就成就了。
If you can,Then I tell you, then salvation is accomplished.
什么地方看得见神呢？如果信神的人处处看得到神。
Where can you see God? For one who believes in God, God is everywhere.
也但愿我们弟兄姐妹从哈巴谷这样一个先知里面得到一些教导。
I hope that brothers and sisters can learn something from the prophet Habakkuk.
我们做这个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Our dear Lord, we thank you for your blessing.
的确，你的话语解开以后就发出亮光。
Indeed, when your words are explained, it enlightens us.
特别求你看顾我们中间有的人现在正处于一个很困难、很艰苦、很没有办法给人讲的这个地步。
We pray for those in our midst who may be suffering.Extreme difficulties, and maybe they're so bothered that they can't even share with others.
求你给他们一个心，他们愿意仰望你。
We pray, Lord, that they will have a desire to look to you.
求你给他们心，他们说主啊，你是我的喜乐，你是我得救的力量。
May they be able to have a heart and a spirit to say that that I will rejoice in you because you are my strength.
求你与这些人同在。
May you be with these people.
在你的时间表里面给他们一个答案。
In your own good timing, answer them.
主啊，仰望你的人必不羞愧。
Dear Lord, those who look upon you will not be shamed.
就求主今天让我们听了这个信息后不要消灭圣灵的感动，来跟随你快跑，好像母鹿的蹄一样。
Help us so that today, after hearing from your words, that we will be renewed in our minds so that we may be able to pursue after you so that our feet will be like the feet of a deer.
谢谢你，今天主日我们用这个方法来敬拜你。
We thank you that on this Lord's Day, we are able to come and worship you.
也求你祝福在远方那个 Redlands 那个山里面那个Gospel Camp 的那些青年的弟兄姐妹和他的讲员 Alex.
We also ask that you watch over the Gospel Camp and all the participants and also watch over a speaker Alex.
求主这是和他们同在。
We pray that you be with them.
他们明天才能回来。
They will return tomorrow.
求你保守他们脚步的平安。
Pray for their safety.
主，我们教会中很多很多活动，今天就求你带领。
Lord, we have many activities at church, and we pray that you will be with us all.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.